With campaigning in its final stretch, the mudslinging and propaganda machines are working overtime. The pandemic has altered strategies, with the main battlefield shifting to social media. And with the top seat in the land in contention, candidates are tapping every tool in their arsenals. Filipinos are electing President Rodrigo Duterte's successor. The winner will serve a six-year term alongside the vice president. Many other national and local positions are also up for grabs. The Philippines has a total of 24 senators, but only 12 seats will be open on Election Day. Lawmakers holding the others are still halfway through their terms. 316 seats will be filled in the House of Representatives. 253 seats are for legislative members of Congress, while the other 63 are for party list groups standing for marginalized sectors. The president needs to have command of both chambers of Congress to be able to push legislation through. But it's also the main breeding ground of any effort to unseat the country's leader, particularly through impeachment. Roughly 18,000 other local positions, from governors and mayors to city councillors, are also at stake. 68 million of the country's 110 million strong population are eligible to vote. The vast majority of ballots will be cast on Election Day, but absentee voters, which include 1.8 million registered overseas Filipinos, have already begun making their choices.